Coming up at the Hotchkiss School, the Hotchkiss Dramatic Association is presenting William Shakespeare's Cymbeline, February 16th, 17th, and 18th. Now, it'll be at 7:30, and then on the 18th at 2:30. The production is directed by Parker Reed, who is an English instructor and also a theater at the Hotchkiss School. And we have with us three different students, all two seniors and a junior from Hotchkiss. Sage Mulaski will start us off. Sage, thanks for taking a few minutes and joining us.
Thanks for having us.
So how many productions have you been in at Hotchkiss?
Oh, I really probably 10 to 15. I can't really count right now. I've directed and been a part of doing technical work and also acting.
Have you done Shakespeare before at Hotchkiss?
Yes, we actually did Measure for Measure 2 years ago, but we're bringing back Shakespeare with Cymbeline this year.
Okay, so let's talk a little bit about most people that I speak to that are actors really do enjoy Shakespeare a lot. It's different, but it's something they enjoy a lot. Are you one of those people?
Yes, we were actually just saying how I think Shakespeare challenges you as an actor, but also allows you to engage with the audience in a really organic way. The plots are always so much fun, and also the themes are just really applicable to young people today. And I think that when we make Shakespeare accessible, it is so moving and really, really exciting, more so than even contemporary plays.
All right. Now, I see in the press release that this season you've had a theme of dreams and nightmares.
Yes.
Explain a little bit how the season has developed and got along.
Well, the musical was Cinderella, and so there's kind of this picturesque idea of kind of what a dream is. And we move on to Cymbeline, which is our second main stage this year. And it's really a magical production, but it's a lot about love, love between lovers, but also between family and the complexities that come with growing up and realizing things about the world and realizing things about love, but in kind of a fantastical, magical way, and the journey that we take as young people. So there's a lot to it.
All right. And what do you perform in this play?
I'll be playing Imogen, who is the princess who's the daughter of Cymbeline.
Now tell me you weren't the princess in Cinderella.
No, I wasn't.
You can't go two for two in princesses, right?
No.
All right. And so you have one more production left. Are you going to be in the next production as well?
The next production hasn't been cast, but we're...
You're hopeful.
Yeah, we're excited to, you know, relish in Cymbeline for a little while longer.
All right, Sage, thank you very much. Right now, Zayra Kummer is on the telephone with us. She is also a senior at Hotchkiss, and you are also in this Shakespeare play, which runs the 16th, 17th, and 18th. And what do you perform in this?
I play the queen, who's the wife of Cymbeline and the stepmother to Imogen.
Are you pretty well, like everybody else, it seems, do you have a lot of productions under your belt at Hotchkiss since you've been there?
Yeah, I've been a part of about 7 productions and during my time at Hotchkiss. So, yeah, it's been quite a journey.
Is this something you're going to also pursue in college?
I do want to pursue theater in college. I do a lot of directing as well, so probably in college I would lean towards more student directing, but I'd be interested in pursuing acting too.
Do you think that everybody that I've ever spoken to at Hotchkiss has been involved in anything extracurricular, which has been heavily entwined into the academic experience? You really do have to schedule and pace your time to get everything done efficiently and with success. Do you think that's going to help you when you head out to college?
Yes, definitely. I think being a part of a play or a sports team does teach you a lot about time management. And I think also when you have your other castmates supporting you, you're able to, you know, balance your workload, and then you're able to enjoy being a part of the play.
Now, this, once again, is going to be performed the 16th, 17th, and 18th at Hotchkiss. Once again, the 16th and 17th at 7:30. and then the 18th at 2:30. And what's great about if I'm correct on this, and I'm pretty sure I am, that the 18th, the performance, is always done to benefit a charity. And this year, the Sunday matinee, this time, pardon me, will benefit True Colors in Hartford, Connecticut, which is an organization that provides support and advocacy for LGBTQ youth. Does that also give you guys a little extra effort when you do the Sunday performance?
Yeah, I think it's always nice to know that something we're doing, we're able to share this art with the community, but at the same time, we're also giving back. And I think it definitely does inspire us to, put on the best show possible. But, I mean, we put our best into all three of the productions, but that Sunday one is particularly special in that way.
And I think what I've always been impressed with Hotchkiss really enables you. I know you all have very tight timelines, but they enable you, and they actually want you to get involved within community projects to help people.
Yeah, correct. I think Hotchkiss does a really great job of reaching out to the local community and making sure that we stay connected and exactly that we give back to those around us.
Well, thanks for taking a few minutes and joining us today.
Thank you so much.
So this is Hotchkiss Dramatic Association's next presentation, February 16th, 17th, and 18th. Now, all performances take place at the Walker Auditorium. $10 for tickets, $5 for students and seniors. Cash or check is accepted, and you can get tickets at the door. There's reservations are not necessary. And once again, the Sunday matinee performance is a benefit performance. On the phone with us now is Georgia Chan. Georgia, thanks for joining us today.
My pleasure.
Now, you're a junior, right?
Yes, I am a junior.
Have you been in numerous productions with the Dramatic Association?
Yeah, I'd say I've been a part of maybe around 10, but with varying levels of intensity. For example, like Sage, I've been a part of technical theater and aspects of stage managing and set building, as well as directing my own play and, of course, acting.
Do you like Shakespeare?
I do actually really like Shakespeare. I was a little reluctant in the beginning, but I think especially being part of a production that's so intense and with a cast that's so committed to telling the best story we possibly can, it's really come to life for me.
Were you a little leery of Shakespeare because maybe you just didn't do it before? Or and now that you've opened up and you've done this, do you have a better appreciation for Shakespeare?
I definitely think that I do have a better appreciation, especially looking at the text from an acting point of view, as opposed to you're reading a play in class. It really opens up a whole new world of beauty in the language.
All right. Now you're just a young and you're just a junior, right?
Yeah.
What do you think about your experience at Hotchkiss from when you first arrived to now? Were you surprised at all at anything when you first arrived at Hotchkiss, and how do you feel about the tight timeline that you really are on a daily basis?
I think it definitely took a little bit of getting used to. As an international student, it was coming to a whole different country and a whole new school. But I think that the theater department is really where I found my footing, and being able to be a part of my very first production in my first year, I helped with the sets in the first musical, and that really gave me a community of people, and that's really where I found my footing.
Once again, the Hotchkiss Dramatic Association, February 16th and 17th at 7:30, and the 18th at 2:30, directed by Parker Reed. Once again, this will take place in the Walker Auditorium. More information is available at hotchkiss.org/arts or 860-435-4423. Once again, Georgia, thanks for taking a few minutes and joining us today.
Thank you so much.